Hi there, this is Mike Adams with a behind-the-scenes look at the new song and music video called Where the Money Go Joe. And I know that's not the correct grammar. It should be Where'd the Money Go Joe, but the song does not use correct grammar on purpose. The song is it's a dark song about economic collapse in America, cultural collapse. It's about the failures of the Joe Biden regime, which, of course, was a fake presidency from the start. Joe Biden was never elected. The 2020 election was completely rigged. I think every intelligent person looking back realizes that now. Even the mainstream media admits they covered up Joe Biden's cognitive decline for the last 4 years. Frankly, he wasn't qualified to serve as president even in 2020, but the media lied and covered it up, and as a result, we got probably the worst presidency in the history of this nation, which is saying a lot. But this song, interestingly, was written 3 years ago. I started the lyrics because I was very disappointed in the fact that the 2020 election was not corrected. Clearly, Trump won the election. Clearly, there was massive Democrat cheating going on. And I knew we were going to go through a very dark time. And so I began writing these lyrics, and the lyrics were graphic on purpose. So if you're wondering, why is there profanity? Why do we use terms like bitches on the street turning tricks for cash? Well, that's because that's the vibe of the song. It's about desperation. It's about the decline of morality. It's about, you know, drug use and addiction and all the money going to Ukraine and so on. Although I added the Ukraine lines later, after the Ukraine war began. So originally this song, I had planned to record it and perform it myself. And even leading up to the 2024 election, I thought maybe I would have a chance to work on this song. But it turns out I didn't. I actually chose to work on a different song, which is called God Is With Us, because I wanted to focus on something a little more positive. And God Is With Us is more of a religious, inspirational song about God's presence in our lives. So I decided to work on that instead. But then Suno, the AI music generator, released a new version. I think it's version 4. And version 4 was so good that I decided, wow, well, using this tool plus my lyrics and my background in music, my understanding of, you know, vocals and rhyming and syllables and music composition, instruments, and so on, plus all my experience with AI prompt engineering, because I'm building an AI language model right now on Brighteon.ai, if you want to check it out. I thought, wow, I can use Suno, and I can get this song done in just a few hours. And as of right now, probably with the song and the music video, maybe I've put 12 to 15 hours in it, which is nothing for a song of this quality. So I think the Suno platform is really fantastic as a tool for creators. By the way, I don't claim that Suno endorses the lyrics of this song. Suno is a creative tool, and it can be used to produce all kinds of lyrics and all kinds of songs, and they do not endorse the content that comes out of their engine. So the lyrics are mine. And the concept was mine, and it intentionally paints a very dark time for America under Joe Biden, which is in contrast to another song I just produced called Brighteon Turn It On, which is very inspirational, very optimistic about our future and about how we can be empowered with freedom of speech and sharing human knowledge and uplifting ourselves as human beings, uplifting our consciousness and so on. So don't think that just because I did this song called Where the Money Go, Joe, that I'm steeped in dark, negative songs and song lyrics. That's actually not the case. I actually kind of wanted to just get that song out of the way. But I felt like I'd put so much time into the lyrics and created some really powerful imagery in the lyrics. I didn't want to abandon the song. So Suno allowed me to more easily create that song. And then I used various AI engines to create the music video. And the music video turned out to be just fantastic. I couldn't be happier with the music video. it was just so powerful. And if it were up to me, I would just put out the songs, just the audio. But everybody else says, no, you have to have a video for it or people won't listen to the song. People want something to look at. And I understand that. And so you can end up sometimes spending more time on the video than the music itself. And in this case, the video didn't really take that long, but it was really powerful. And of course, it's also AI generated, all the imagery. And then I selected certain images to animate them or bring them to life. And that's how you get some of them that are sort of well animated and others are just still images. And you'll notice that the AI engine does a great job animating fire and smoke, but not so much people walking. If you give an AI engine an image of a bunch of people that are walking, and then you tell it, like, make the people walk, it has a hard time doing that. So mostly they just kind of sway back and forth, and you can see that in one of the scenes in the video where all the police are on the street, and they're just kind of swaying, but they're not really walking, although they should be walking. They're not, but the fire is burning very nicely. In any case, this song is, I think this is the right time to release it, is at the very end of the Joe Biden regime, where his presidency has collapsed, and all the lies where the media claimed he was a cognitive genius, those lies have collapsed. The election's over. Trump has already won. You know, nobody can say that I put this song out as election interference or something, which would be, that would be an insane claim anyway. It's not election interference. It's just telling the truth about what's happened to America under Joe Biden. It's horrific. But anyway, the fact that it's coming out now, long after the election, just eliminates that complaint. And then, of course, we wanted to put in captions. So I'm a big believer in captioning videos, music videos, and broadcast videos, just like I'm captioning this one. Because now with AI tools, we can produce captions very quickly and inexpensively, but also very accurately. I've wanted to add captions for a long time to a lot of my videos. And I've done so to certain music videos in the past, but it was all done manually. It was very painstaking. But now with AI tools, the captioning is pretty much automatic. So I intend to use that for as many videos as possible. I always like to be able to reach those who are hearing impaired. And captioning, obviously, is a very important part of that. So those who have sight limitations or vision impaired, they can listen to the podcast, obviously. And those who are hearing impaired, they can read the captioning. And thus, everybody can enjoy it. Now, the key message of this song, Where the Money Go, Joe, it really refers to the fact that Joe Biden, as a fake president, signed away hundreds of billions of dollars of handouts. Some of it, a lot of it, went to Ukraine. Some of it went to Israel. A lot of it went to solar companies and electric vehicle companies and who knows, all kinds of handouts. Well, we know, we in the alternative media, we know that those handouts, most of that is just money laundering fraud. And the money comes back to the Biden crime family, comes back to the family members of senators. It comes back to people in the State Department, etc. A lot of so-called foreign aid is really just a money laundering grift where a certain percentage comes back into the pockets of the leaders, the political leaders of our country. And this is what happens at the end of empires, when it's no longer about serving the people or helping the people in any meaningful way. It's about printing money, sending it overseas, and then having that laundered back into the pockets of the criminals who run, in the case of Joe Biden, run the White House, or who run the Senate, or who run Congress, or who run the State Department, or who run the Pentagon, or who run the weapons manufacturing corporations, etc. It's all a giant con. It's a giant payoff. And although the song asks the question, where the money go, Joe, we know where the money go. The money go into your pockets, Joe, and the pockets of all the people that I just mentioned. All getting filthy rich from money printing, which is a form of looting and stealing from the people. So we know where the money go. We know exactly what happened. It's a criminal operation. The federal government under Joe Biden was a racketeering cartel, an international crime cartel that was also engaged in massive human trafficking, thanks to Alejandro Mayorkas and his funding of invasion camps in Panama and his funding of all these NGOs that were pushing mass migrant invasion of America and so on. So under Biden, it's all a criminal cartel. And the question is whether under Trump, whether Trump and his group, his cabinet members, his nominees and so on, whether they can clean up the swamp enough to radically reform this system. And honestly, I think despite their best intentions, I think the answer is no. I think ultimately Trump will arrive at the conclusion, and the people around him as well, such as Elon Musk, they will arrive at the conclusion that the only way to save America from this massive, bloated government, racketeering, fraud monster that's been created, the only way to save America is to default on the debt and basically bankrupt the current United States of America and start a new nation called maybe the Republic of America or something, and have a new currency, have a whole new, like a debt jubilee. And I think that's what's going to happen, frankly. I think that's the only way out of this current conundrum. So that's where I think this is headed. It's going to be very interesting. Obviously, there will be lots of opportunities to write songs about all that kind of craziness that's about to happen. Can't wait. It's like, hey, if you ever needed ideas for songs, just read the news. You know, the craziest stuff you could imagine is happening every day. And I will be producing a lot more songs. So let me give out the website where you can find all of this. You can go to brighteon.com/music, which will actually forward you to music.brighteon.com. And that's where I'm going to put all my music. I'm coming out with the new vaccine zombie. I've got the new bailout money. That's already done. Actually, the new vaccine zombie's done too. I've got Ignorance is Bliss, brand new song you've never heard. I just came up with that over the last few weeks. I've got other new songs that are in my mind. I'm starting to write lyrics right now. I actually write all the lyrics myself. I don't use AI-generated lyrics because it's just not the same. I use my mind to create the lyrics. It takes quite a bit of time, but once I get that nailed down, then the rest of the song flows pretty easily. For every song that I release, oh, I've also got Brighteon Turn It On, of course. That's available at the music website I just mentioned. For every song, I've got free MP3 downloads for you. If you don't see them right now, just wait a day. They'll be posted. So you can grab the MP3 files, share them, enjoy them. You know, you can grab the video files. We've got this posted on Rumble as well as Brighteon. I've posted these videos on Substack and on Twitter and with InfoWars and other places as well. So share the videos, share the music, enjoy. I think you'll really love listening to these songs over and over again. I do. I really enjoy these songs. And I want to thank Suno.com for just existing and giving creators like myself the opportunity to really enjoy music again. Seriously, Suno has brought me back to music in a way that's really profound. And I know this song is pretty dark, but actually almost all my songs coming up are either humorous or inspirational. And I intend to use Suno for a lot of really powerful songs that help uplift and empower humanity and wake people up and expand human consciousness and create joy in our world. And Suno.com, you know, you can join up there. You can make your own music, make the songs that you want to hear, or enjoy the songs that I'm creating, or enjoy songs that other people are creating. And this is a whole new era of AI-generated content that speaks to us as individuals. And it's going to be an exciting year with AI technology, actually, because we're going to be able to create the music we want to hear. We're going to be able to have the news that speaks to us and the books that speak to us and the videos, and eventually entire feature films will be generated just for us based on what we want to see. So, like, I want to see Die Hard 2, but a version that doesn't suck. Die Hard 3 was awesome, but Die Hard 2 completely sucked. So I want an AI movie maker to regenerate Die Hard 2 and make it better. Or a whole new concept. I mean, I don't want to like replicate the intellectual property of the Die Hard movies. Was that Joel Silver and whoever else, you know, Bruce Willis and whatever. But something on that order. And that's what's coming. You'll be able to generate the content by asking for it. And you'll get back what you want to experience. And this can help bring a lot of joy to our lives, a lot of creative expression, a lot of impassioned communication and sharing of messages with others. That's why I'm very much pro AI in the hands of we the people. I'm talking about decentralization of AI technology. And that's why I support and I'm building open source models like the Enoch model that we're going to be releasing on March 1st at Brighteon.ai. So that model also will write lyrics for you if you want it to. And it's really well informed about herbs and nutrients and natural medicine, things like that. If you want to do a song about like phytonutrition and green tea extracts, oh, that's the engine for you, you know? You can have a song called Green Tea Faux Me if you want. But anyway, you can find that at Brighteon.ai as we release it in March. And in the meantime, enjoy all the music I have for you at music.brighteon.com. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for supporting the Brighteon platforms. Be sure to shop with us at healthrangerstore.com because it's your purchases there of lab-tested, certified organic, storable foods, superfoods, high-end nutritional supplements, high-end tinctures like turmeric tincture and so on, and even many survival items such as a custom line of knives that I co-designed with Dawson Knives. They're really amazing. Magna cut steel, an incredible space age alloy now available in tools like hatchets and machetes and everyday tools that you can use. All that's available at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for listening. And I'm wishing you a happy 2025. Oh, I forgot to mention, here's the full song for you. Where the Money Go, Joe. Enjoy the song, and there's a lot more music yet to come. Take care.
Hey, Joe, where the money go, Joe? After 4 years of nothing but lies, you're still sending billions to everyone else while we barely survive. Barely survive.
Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the flow, so everybody know what you did before, Joe.
$100 billion on the way to Ukraine. Half a million homeless in the USA. 20 million addicts taking pills for pain. Even though the lies are different, it's the same thing. $1 trillion bailout make a banker payday. Technocratic fascists make you say what they say. Inner city cops screaming mayday. Cause shit going crazy on the daily.
Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe.
Bitches on the street turning tricks for cash. Hunter Biden banging hookers trading crack for ass. Janet yelling printing cash but it don't last. Cause the more they bail, the more the banks crash. Drag queens twerking in them baby faces. Propaganda war pushing hateful races. Local DAs keep dropping the cases for murders, arson, and rape says.
Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe.
Dead homies with a needle in a parking lot. Dead babies in the womb that they mother forgot. Dead vaccine victims took the clot shot. Depopulation like clockwork, work, work. Inflation, where you gonna get work? Economic damnation for hella sure. Forced eviction, you living in your van while the woke ass doctors claim a woman is a man.
Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you're crooked. You gave it to your hojo. Crawling on the floor so everybody know what you did before, Joe.
Think about the pain they putting us through. They rigging the game no matter what we do. If it stays the same, it's only us to blame. Let's tell the fraudsters the game is through. If we fail, you know they're coming for you. Your mothers, your daughters, and your sisters too. Alex Jones and the Health Ranger, they knew. And they risked it all just trying to warn you.
just trying to warn you to. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you crooked. You gave it to your hoe, Joe. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe. Where the money go, Joe? I think you took it. Where the honey flow, Joe? I think you crooked. You gave it to your hoe, Joe. Crawling on the floor, so everybody know what you did before, Joe.
Even God know what you did before, Joe. You betrayed America.